Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, June the 5th, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news here on the Isle of Man. A background to that news was sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person this evening. Now the most successful TT rider of all time, Michael Dunlop. Manx ambulances are answering 45 calls a day currently. Freedom of information could extend to the steam packet. £18.3 million for 3,000 operations to cut waiting lists. And they're still ignoring those road closures.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fast Am I, Tessa Hawley.
Fast Am I. Michael Dunlop has become the Isle of Man TT Race's most successful rider of all time. The Ballymoney man took his 27th victory during today's Super Twin TT Race 1, surpassing the previous record of 26 wins, which had been held by his uncle, Joey Dunlop. Manx Cares admitted it stops taking new calls to its emergency doctor service half an hour before it closes on weekdays. It's after complaints on social media about people not being able to get through to meds after a certain time. Security around the TT grandstand and paddock areas has been increased. It's after a number of thefts there, including leathers belonging to 23-time winner John McGuinness, merchandise and a little boy's signed T-shirt. In international news, commemoration events have been held in Portsmouth and in France, 80 years on from the largest seaborne invasion in history. Veterans have been remembering setting off for the beaches of Normandy, with one revealing the guns were fired at such a rate his eyes and nose bled. A woman's been charged with assault by beating and criminal damage after a milkshake was thrown at Nigel Farage yesterday. Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak's been called a liar by Labour. It's emerged senior ministers were told not to say civil servants were behind the research, claiming Sir Keir Starmer's planning tax hikes if elected. And Saturday's Rugby League Challenge Cup final will kick off at 3:07. It's in honour of Rob Burrow, who died on Sunday. Those are your headlines, news in full at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Tessa. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. Currently, state of sea is slight and the weather mostly dry in a moderate to fresh wind coming in from the north or northwest. Risk of showers later. Overnight minimum is 7. And for tomorrow, Thursday, Jourdain, a dry start with sunny periods in a moderate to fresh westerly up to 14 degrees. Possibility of showers through the late afternoon, down to 9 through the night into Bank Holiday Friday. Cloudy first thing, perhaps rain, and then it's going to be dry and bright for the rest of the day in a moderate to fresh southwest wind. Top temperature 15 degrees. Tide still on the way out for another 11 minutes. It turns at 6:16. Sunset, 10:14. High tide, 21:00. Sunrise in the morning, 5:12. Low water, 5:06. And the morning high water at 4:00.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674-573.
Michael Dunlop's become the most successful rider of all time at the Isle of Man TT races. The Ballymoney man took an unprecedented 27th victory in today's Super Twin race, surpassing the previous record of 25 held by his late uncle, Joey Dunlop.
One of Ballymoney's most famous sons is about to stand alone at the summit of TT achievements. A magical 27th victory. For Michael Dunlop, the bull run continues. We have a new greatest of all time.
The wee girl was struggling a wee bit. We had a problem during the week, but Andrea and Lorenzo, beautiful, made it work. We knew that was going to be quick. I knew that. So I said to myself, I better push on, but bike was mint. The two boys have worked like dogs all week. We had an issue in the first practice, and fair play to them. They've just, I just can't ask, thank enough. And thanks to Stefano, the boss, for giving me the patsy. Well, I don't know if he done the deal, but Hopefully she's mine.
Oh, really? So there's another one going in, in the front rooms. That's a Yamaha, isn't that?
Look, that there's... you know what? We should have had this yesterday or Sunday. We deserved it. I think we deserved it well. I think we deserved it. We deserved it well on Sunday. It was out of our control, but it doesn't matter now, to be honest with you, because I'm no better than Joey. Never was. And I have no intentions of being better than Joey. But everybody's lifetime, they've inspired to be the king. If I get beat, my record's going to go, I don't care. It was a point that Joey stood for 24 years, and it's an honour.
It's an honour. What a reception you got coming in here again, eh?
It's quite hard because you just don't know whether to get too excited or not. You know, you're like, oh, yeah, great. Oh, no, no. But no, it was great. She'd have got a burnout, but we need her for for Friday.
You run lap record pace early doors in the last lap. Was that wind quite a strong headwind on the top?
It was hard going, and then I seen my thing, and Gary had said to me, look, Michael, they could be coming. And I says, well, it's time I was going. And then I pushed up the pace a wee bit, and steady.
The Islands ambulances have responded to more than 500 incidents in the past 2 weeks, about 45 calls per day. Head of the Isle of Man Ambulance Service, Will Bellamy.
On a normal day, outside of TT, we run 4 vehicles on the day, 3 overnight, and currently we have 10 vehicles on during the 24 hours, 4 vehicles on overnight, but also critical care cars, a helicopter, so our team are also responding in the air, bolstering our clinicians in the control room to support making those people that need to access the 999 service. You know, it's a complex health system, but actually if they access 999, it's not inappropriate. It's, you know, we will help navigate and signpost them to the most appropriate place, and that might not be an ambulance response. It could be accessing the minor injuries unit at Ramsey, the pharmacies, the opticians, or some of the services based at Noble. So it's a real large sort of coordination event for us, but also a large amount of people doing sterling work in some really difficult and challenging times. Up until this morning, we've done over 500 events so far since the pre-TT Classics event started down in the Balloon Circuit. We did just over 600 last year, so we look like we're going to go through that. 2 years ago when I first started, we did over 700. So we'll see, it's really busy, but again, we've planned for it, we've rehearsed it, we've worked across all of our partners to make sure that we're able to respond to patients. And I think one of my messages I really want to get out there, if you need us, please call for an ambulance. So don't wait until the TT is over, because we revert back to our normal manning levels, and if we get overwhelmed, we'll struggle. And I think that's why I really want to make sure that if people need us or need to access healthcare, we access it in a timely manner.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Faster by 22 minutes now before 6. It's possible that 3 more government-owned organisations could be added to the list of authorities that can receive Freedom of Information requests. Chris Thomas, MHK, will ask Timbal to approve the addition of the Steam Packet, Manx Development Corporation and the Isle of Man Meat Company to the register.
The law is quite clear. Publicly owned companies are subject to Freedom of Information. Isle of Man Steam Packet has been in public ownership since 2018. It should have been added to the schedule at the back of the Act, but it takes a positive act by the council ministers to add something to that act, and this motion is to get Tim Wood to express its opinion that council ministers should immediately effectively add those companies to the list and delete the one that's been wound up, PGT Limited. I say immediately, there's a process around implementation which involves engaging with the company and with other people, and that's what's needed to happen. So in my motion I've put down by December 2024, but hey, if it's there sitting for us in July, Tim Wood, even better. There's been a report published in May 2024, and I won't have to eat my hat because that report agrees with my position, which is that Steam Packet, Manx Development Corporation, Isle of Man Meat Company are includable in, and should be included in the Freedom of Information Act. There's nothing that Council of Ministers can do other than include them, except by changing the law. I wouldn't describe myself as a whistleblower. No, there's nothing illegal or wrong. It's just I don't think that even the politicians who've been most closely involved know the whole story about what's been going on at Manx Development Corporation and Isle of Man Steam Packet Company. So, for instance, I revealed before Christmas the issues with the Ben McCree that don't seem to have been reported to the Treasury Minister, the shareholder. And Manx Development Corporation is spending millions on brownfield site development, much more than somebody like Douglas City Council has spent on other brownfield sites. And I don't think the public is hearing the whole story about that. These arms-length bodies are there to serve the national interest. They're not there to serve their own commercial interest.
Over 3,000 operations have have been delivered as part of the second phase of Manx Care's Restoration and Recovery Programme. The £18.3 million initiatives cut hospital waiting lists for orthopaedic, cataract and general surgery procedures. Health Minister Laurie Hooper, MHK, says the outcome evidences the effect of well-planned expenditure rather than just extra money.
I think the delivery on this has been absolutely phenomenal. The impact it's had on individuals have had these surgeries brought forward a lot sooner than they otherwise would have done. Again, absolutely massive impact on those people, but also those three specialties I mentioned, we're now at a level where Manx Care are of the view that these waiting list levels are sustainable going forward. So big reductions in waiting lists, big reductions in waiting times, and the fact that that should now be embedded and that should be the way we see things going forwards in these three. So I think what this shows is when you set out with something that is targeted and you know what you're trying to achieve at the end. So what we're trying to achieve here was a reduction in waiting lists and also a reduction in waiting times. This was planned. A lot of thought and energy went into making sure this was the right thing to do and that it was going to deliver those outcomes. And actually, we followed through. So I think what this does show is that when you plan your expenditure and you have these kind of planned approaches to, in this case, targeting waiting lists or whatever it may be, the Manx Care is fully capable of delivering. So when we originally planned this out, the costings for this were based on standard kind of tariffs. So when it was planned out, the idea was to make sure we were only spending an acceptable amount of money basically on every surgery or every test. So all that was factored in at the outset. And because Manx Care managed to come in on budget with this, it shows that actually, again, that planning was the right thing to do and those tariffs were set at the right level. So in terms of was this efficient and was it an effective use of public money, I think I'd have to say absolutely yes.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Any visitors without the right insurance for medical care that they may need here could face legal actions if they're unable to repay the cost. Manx Care is continuing to encourage visitors to make sure they're properly covered during their stay on the Isle of Man for TT. From Manx Care, Andy Reid.
Over the last few weeks, we've had quite a few what we call overseas visitors, so people that aren't resident on the Isle of Man that have come over and needed medical treatment and have ended up as an inpatient on the ward, which is when the insurance would come into play because emergency care is free to anybody that visits the island. But when they become an inpatient, that's when the insurance come into play. And unfortunately, we've had some people that have run the risk of not having insurance and been on ward and unfortunately been issued with invoices for several thousand pounds, some even more than that, where they've had to have medical repatriation back to their home country, and that can add £10,000 to £20,000 onto the bill. So if you don't have that kind of money, an invoice is issued, and if it's not paid, then Manx Care can go to the Isle of Man government and to the Attorney General's, and we can pursue the invoice. So legal proceedings could occur, because this isn't money for profit, this is replacing the NHS costs. So overseas visitors are what we call NHS charged patients. So they're not private patients, they're charged patients just for the cost. So we're recovering the cost that we would spend on those patients because they don't pay into the NHS through their national insurance. So that's why we do that. And then we've got, on the flip side of that, we've got people that have had insurance, and we have one person today that is being repatriated and they have multiple trauma injuries, and their insurance company have laid on a private jet that's going to land this morning with an onboard doctor and medical team. We will transfer the patient from Nobles Hospital, and then that patient is flown directly to France and back to a hospital in France, and everything is covered by the insurance company. So there's your differences. If you get good insurance, they look after their clients, which is why we promote that.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6 in corporate news, eBay has announced it'll no longer accept Amex payments, citing that American Express's unacceptable high fees just won't be tolerated. Starting the 17th of August, millions of customers will be unable to use Amex cards on eBay, as the online marketplace pointed out that shoppers have other payment options available. eBay has been increasingly offering buy now, pay later options through Apple Pay, PayPal, and companies like Klarna and Affirm. An Amex spokesperson expressed disappointment, stating eBay's decision would limit customers' payment choices and take away the service, security, and rewards that customers value when paying with American Express. And for a full daily market report, go to RamseyCrookall.com. Google is to face a £13.6 billion lawsuit alleging it has too much power over the online advertising market. A court has ruled the case has been brought by a group called AdTech Collective Action LLP, alleging the search giant behaved in an anti-competitive way which caused online publishers in the UK to lose money. Google's parent, Alphabet, called the case incoherent in attempting to get the legal action dropped, but the Competition Appeal Tribunal in London has ruled the case can now go to trial. Former Ofcom director Claudio Pollock, now a partner in AdTech Collective, corrective action said Google will now have to answer for its practices in a full trial. Google's legal director, Oliver Bethel, said the lawsuit is speculative and opportunistic. The case concerns ad tech, advertising technology, which decides which online adverts you see, as well as how much the publishers pay to get them there.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks strengthened today. In the US, stocks rose in early trading following weak labour market data. Overnight, Asia Pacific was mixed. Gold edged higher today, supported by the weakened US dollar, and oil extended losses slightly on Wednesday after an industry report showed increase in US crude and fuel stockpiles. And here are the numbers reported by Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 up 0.3%, 8,255. The DAX in Frankfurt up just over 0.9% at the close, 18,574. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial fractionally down 0.2%, 38,703. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 1.3%, 17,074. The S&P 500 up 0.2%, 5,326 in Chicago. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1 27.6 cents, €1 17.5 cents, and 24 South African rand 19 cents. In commodities, gold's up just over a percentage point at $2,351 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up a third of a percent at $77.36.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
But
you haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
2:45.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man Constabulary say they're continuing to arrest people who are ignoring road closures this TT. There have been incidents every race day thus far. Inspector Paul Kemp explains what it means to break a road closure.
We've mentioned it every single day, but it's so important. If people don't do this, at some point, unfortunately, we've got to talk about the reality of the ambulance crews are going to be coming to scoop these people up. The bottom line is, it's against the law to go on the roads, but it's against the law to go on the roads because it's a safety matter. We had a car on the road yesterday as well, roughly at the same time the road's opening car was coming round. That person is in custody now, and people just go and ignoring what we're saying, and we're trying our best to get the message out there. We're trying to explain the rationale behind it. Basically, once you're at a point and the roads are closed, you're going to be stuck at that point, unless of course there is a lawful access route for you. You're going to have to stay where you are and just accept you're going to have to stay where you are. And if the race is red flagged or anything like that, you're staying where you are because there'll be marshals, travelling marshals coming around, and they'll just collect you as they come round because you won't have any warning. They'll just appear. And then the next thing is, unfortunately, the ambulance crews are going to be coming, and that's what we're trying to avoid, desperately trying to avoid. We're trying to put as strong a message out as possible all over the place, and I just don't know that it's getting through, unfortunately.
What actually constitutes being on a closed road?
A foot on a pavement. It's something hanging over, so a selfie stick into the carriageway, legs hanging over a hedge that's into the carriageway. It is literally as much as that, because it only takes, and we've all seen it, we saw one through Kurt Michael the other day. Somebody went through Kurt Michael and literally they were up against where the old bank used to be on the pavement. They collected a bit of extra road. Well, had somebody had been sat on that wall with their legs hanging over, that would have been them taken out plus the rider. At the end of the day, we can't predict what's going to happen with the riders as they're taking a bend or even coming down a straight. The bottom line is, just stay back, make sure you enjoy yourself, but do it safely.
Manx Radio Sport.
Vastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Vastamai, good evening. Well, we've already heard about the history maker at this year's TT, Michael Dunlop, and there were memorable moments elsewhere across today's Super Twin race. There was a major milestone for Dominic Herbertson, who claimed his first TT podium during the three-lap contest, coming across the line in third.
It's surreal, and all. Now I know how James Cowton felt. First time he ever came to the TT, he pulled in here, and that's unreal. And there's only one proper bloke who thought I could do this, you know, and I'm not just saying this. That was Chrissy Rouse. I can't thank the Burroughs engineer and the RK racing team enough. I've just followed the world's fastest TT rider for a lap and a half. Put that on the resume. Not bad for a fat lumberjack.
The other space in the winner's enclosure went to Peter Hickman, who, after a slightly slower start, worked his way up the ranks to finish second on the Swan Racing Yamaha. Whilst praising the team around him, Hickman was also quick to pay tribute to Michael's astonishing achievement as well as Herbertson's efforts.
I'm happy to get the Swan R7 up on the podium. The little thing's going really well, you know. I'm just really, really happy to be in a race where Michael's just got that record. It's just unbelievable, you know. What an achievement. And genuinely, I'm so happy for him. Great to see Dominic get his first podium. He's really good on these little bikes, and he's always well in the classic. He's always really good.
After that, today's Superstock TT Race 1 and Rutter Legacy lap were cancelled due to rain around the mountain course. A new schedule has been confirmed for tomorrow. The mountain road will shut at 9 a.m. on Thursday, and all of the roads around the course will close an hour later at 10 a.m. There will then be a solo warm-up lap at 10:30, followed by the second sidecar race at 11:20 a.m, which is now over a reduced distance of 2 laps. Into the afternoon, and at 1 p.m. will be the rearranged first Superstock race over 3 laps, before the final event of the day, the 3-lap Supersport Race 2 at 3:30. All roads around the course will reopen no later than 9:30 p.m.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 6:30 EasyJet from Belfast International on time, the 7:25 Loganair from Edinburgh is about 20 minutes late, the 7:35 EasyJet from Gatwick about 25 minutes late at 8 o'clock, and the 5-8 Loganair from Liverpool, the returning patient transfers on time. The 10-9 Loganair from London City currently showing on time. Outbound 6 o'clock, Loganair to Liverpool. 7 o'clock, EasyJet to Belfast International, both on time. The 5-8 Loganair to Edinburgh, 20 minutes late, out at 8:15. The 8:05 EasyJet back to Gatwick is late, going out about 8:30. On the roads, Hillside Avenue, Douglas, closed through to Circular Road for adjacent office window replacement. Part of Switzerland Road's closed for building work till November. In Colby, phase closures on Ballykill Ferrick Road for water main work, and water main work on the Starvey Road too. And of course, out of race time, the mountain road is one way from Ramsey Hairpin to the Craig in the direction of the course until Tuesday, the 11th of June, next Tuesday. And remember, cycling strictly prohibited on the mountain road.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Quayside.
Streaming the TT live will broaden the appeal of the event across the globe, according to the Manx company responsible for producing it. Greenlight Television produces the stream for the Department of Enterprise. Producer at Greenlight, Dave Bynan.
On the live stream, we've a total of 36 cameras. Some of those are studio, some around the course. Crews, about 140. You're obviously trying to tell the story of the race is the key thing. So you're very much following the action. We place the cameras, I wouldn't say equally spaced, but so we've got bits of each section of the course. So as the lead riders move around the course, our coverage shifts with them. You also have to factor in wind speed and direction. Certainly on the sidecar race and the supersport race, there was a really strong northwesterly wind, so the helicopters were getting hit by a 30 knot headwind, which obviously slowed them down considerably. So the bikes were just leaving them going down the central valley. They had plenty of speed coming back over the mountain, so you have to weigh that into effect. But also, as I say, it's what's happening in the race. You want to try and get from the helicopters a variety of riders, because it's a chance for the commentators really to talk about them, because the shot might be on for a lot longer than you would be from a quick shot at Gorsley, for example, which gives a real wow effect, but it's obviously a fairly short shot. It's absolutely fantastic. It's the event we've always loved since the company started in 1995. It's our home event. It's the one event that has a unique character that you just don't get anywhere else, and it's the most amazing challenge for a man and machine, I think, that there is anywhere. So for us to be able to do that on the island, it's fantastic. It can be transformative just for the spectator to be sat at the side of the track. In the superbike race previously, you'd have seen the riders through 6 times, and now obviously you can sit there with your phone or your iPad and watch the whole race develop, plus get to see them as they come past. Certainly, I think live coverage of any sporting event broadens and widens its appeal throughout the world.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, This is Manx Radio.
The outgoing secretary of the TT Riders Association is calling on younger people to join the organisation. Frances Thorpe joined alongside her husband Tom in 1987, serving as secretary for 37 years. She told us she felt it's time to go.
The main reason for the TT Riders Association is when anybody has an accident, we look after the family, we make sure that they are cared for in many ways, really. Also, it doesn't have to be accidents at that particular time. We do get older riders who hit hard times in the later years, and there's one or two incidents where they've had to have wheelchairs in the house, and they live in a home where the doors are not wide enough, so they contact us and we say, well, get us two estimates and then tell us which one you really think is the best one for you. And we just say, send us the bill and we will pay for it when you're satisfied, when the job's been carried out. And they're not all related to accidents. We're there to listen. And in all my years, I've never, ever known anybody be turned down. There are a lot of the younger ones, but unfortunately, they're still doing the job. But as they get to 50s and 55s, they start to think, well, perhaps I'd like to put something back into the sport this way. And it's crucial. It is crucial. Now, the young man that's taken my job on now, he's an ex-rider, and his name's Dave Moffat, and he's doing very well, and I said I would stay on to guide him through.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Howie Kane's here with the arts programme Spotlight, Greatest Hits with Simon Clark at 6:30, Opera with Ernie Thorne at 9, and Update returns tomorrow evening at 5:30.
WINT.